Keith, good morning.
Ah, thank you. Good morning.
So to start off with, what do we actually know so far about these radio waves?
Very good question. We know a reasonable amount, but not really enough. So we think that they come from a really long way away, halfway across the universe or more, so really very distant. And we know that if we can see them, they must be made by something that's really super bright. You know, it's anything that can glow that brightly that you can see from that far away must be a pretty interesting type of object. But other than that, we don't really know much. So we don't know whether they live in particular types of galaxies or if there's a star or some kind of other phenomenon. We just have no idea.
And so how do we go about actually detecting and picking up the presence of these waves?
What we use is a radio telescope. So it's a telescope that looks a bit like a satellite dish. And we record data from that telescope usually very, very quickly. So there's, you know, we have to, because a fast radio burst happens in the blink of an eye, you have to basically blink your eyes very many times and just find the one that has the burst in it. So to do that, you point your radio telescope at the sky and you record your data and you look for this one little blip out of huge amounts of data.
And so I know you said we don't perhaps know quite as much as we would like to about these radio bursts, but what are some of the theories surrounding perhaps the purpose and origin of them?
Well, the purpose is anybody's guess, but the origin, look, there's hundreds of theories. Well, maybe not hundreds, but many. I went to a conference recently where someone showed a slide with probably 50 different theories that had been proposed for the origin of these things, but you know, there's only even 20 or 30 bursts, so there's more theories than there are bursts. We really have no idea what they are. Things that have been proposed are scaled-up versions of what we find in our own galaxy, types of stars called magnetars that are very, very magnetic stars. Anything from that to, you know, the signals from aliens who are exploring their own galaxies that kind of leak out and we see them. All sorts of crazy things have been proposed, but none of them are really in the lead at the moment. So it's a big mystery that everyone's working very hard on.
Sounds like a lot of things to do with outer space there.
It
That's
is,
the little takeaway line.
That's why astronomers do what they do, because there's so many questions.
So I guess as well, the Australian Square Kilometre Array Pathfinder, that's been making some headlines lately. Really massive project, really, really fascinating. Apparently it's only just started its research for fast radio bursts and it's been pretty successful. So what do you think perhaps discoveries will be able to see in the future for this program?
Look, I think it's a very exciting time because at the moment, if you just look at the history of fast radio bursts, they've been known about for about 10 years, and in that time we've only discovered about 30. And then since when our new telescope started, the Square Kilometre Array Pathfinder, that found one in 3 days. So when it's finished, it's going to find, you know, one every day. So it will basically double the known number in its first month of operation, and it'll be operating for, you know, years. So really, this telescope is going to revolutionise our understanding of these things just by finding lots of them. But more than that, we're going to, unlike most telescopes, we're also going to be able to pinpoint where they come from, and that'll be a huge win. So we'll be able to, you know, nail a particular FRB to a particular galaxy, and then we can look at those galaxies and work out how far away the galaxy was and whether there's something special about that galaxy and so on. So that'll be very exciting.
It is absolutely just so, so exciting and definitely one for us to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Keith, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
You're welcome.